So there was a record on the Hard Rock Bet app yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw this, or I should say the Hard Rock Bet sports book, but the app for sure. Their biggest win, their biggest payout in Hard Rock history was a $1 parlay. Somebody made a $1 parlay, 20 leg parlay, and turned $1 yesterday into $344,902.81.
Holla at a player. Holla at a player.
And I'm assuming this is one of those parlays. Sometimes I'll put in a crazy parlay for a buck or two or $5 or whatever, and then you don't check it till the next day. And I'm imagining that's what this person did. There's no way he's sweating out 20 legs of a parlay. He puts it in as a goof and then opens up his app a few hours later or the next day, and your balance is $345,000. That's got to be one hell of a feeling.
Oh, withdraw. I'm going to take a little something out.
A little something, something. Yeah. It was all college basketball. Alabama, A&M, under 67.5. Middle Tennessee, under 75.5. Towson, under 69.5. I believe they were all unders. 20 college basketball unders. And they all went under. That's wild.
Never happen again.
What, a 20-leg college basketball parlay all unders?
All unders, specifically, right?
Nah, I think that happens. I mean, people play that. They do all unders, all overs, or whatever. Like, there are certain wacky nights. Some people will do all road teams in the NBA in a given night, all home teams. Like, there's people who do that. But I'm telling you, because people do that, there's no way that guy was sweating it out. Now, I don't know if he checked it, you know, and saw that he was 18 games in on the 20-game parlay and hedged. Like, I don't know. He didn't cash out. Now, you can hedge and not cash out, but he obviously didn't cash out because they show you the winning ticket, and it's green, and if you cash out, it's not. So, $1 parlay, $345,000 payout.
That's a terrible way to watch a game if you have a one leg of 20 and 19 hit. Don't score.
I wouldn't be able to do it. Like, I would not be able to watch. I can't. It's so hard to bet unders because you're literally, you're just rooting for bad basketball. It's like, it's such a terrible way to watch a game. Anyway.
I bet a lot of football unders. It's not that tough in football.
Football's different, yeah. Football's different, especially weather conditions can play an effect on it. All right, let's do headlines here for the 4 p.m. hour, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
There was some good news just now. Pelle Larsen, I know you guys were watching the game yesterday, rolled his ankle, tough injury, but the good news is MRI showed just a sprained ankle, so he'll probably miss a week or two.
So when do they play again?
Monday against Toronto. That's their 82nd game.
They don't play till Monday?
They don't play till Monday. It's their only game in 8 days.
Wow. And that's because there was the chance that they'd be playing in Vegas.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, Lana, what do I look up for Tyler Hero statistically when I watch a number of humans walk in front of him, give him the Willy Wonka Boysenberry and go around him and score?
Yeah, no.
Because his PERs and all that aren't bad, but people just doodle on him consistently.
No, I don't think that's fair. I'm not telling
you
he's a great
defender.
Willy
Wonka what? What was it? The Willy Wonka what?
The Willy Wonka Boysenberry.
It's a good descriptor. The Willy Wonka Boysenberry.
They get him one-on-one, they blah, 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 and he falls sideways, and they run around to the goal. Like, I watch it with my own eyes,
Will
bro.
Mansell mentioned it, though. Darius Garland said it last year. He said it.
But he's not a great point-of-attack defender. No, so it's one-on-one at the top of the key is not great, but there's pretty much one of those guys on most teams.
Hey, James Harden is one of those guys.
There's mismatches, which is what people complain about the NBA.
And he's black.
SGA They don't pass the ball. They just screen until SGA has the mismatch, and then he goes and he gets fouled.
There's a million NBA defensive liabilities. There just are.
Speaking of liabilities, I have a list of Dolphins inside linebackers or linebackers who are who have played inside linebacker who are better than Channing Crowder.
Is this since 2000?
Since 2011, Channing Crowder's retirement.
Okay.
Carlos Dansby.
Mm,
all right, Dansby.
Oh, Sleazy was okay, but I can't say Sleazy just better than me.
But
Sleazy
was
better in Arizona.
Like, statistically, during his Dolphins tenure, any of these statistics?
I'm just doing the Willy Wonka poisonberry eye test.
Did you call it the poisonberry?
The poisonberry.
A poisonberry. You never
not
watched Willy Wonka.
You not know what a poisonberry is?
I said good day, sir.
But all these, we should give that to DBJ. Yeah. That's a good line.
Yeah.
All these years, though, did you think it was a poisonberry?
A poisonberry.
Or snozberry.
The snozberry. It's like poisonberries.
Like snozberries. Have you always thought it's a poisonberry?
A poisonberry. It's not a poisonberry.
What a dumb name for a berry.
Yeah, let me get three of them.
All right, no, because everything in the Willy Wonka factory made sense.
No, there are that's a real berry that people buy, boysenberries. You've never heard of a boysenberry?
I thought it was a poisonberry.
You thought it was a made-up berry?
Poisonberry.
Called a poisonberry.
Poisonberry.
Well, who would eat a poisonberry?
I don't know.
Like, they call poison ivy to stay away from it. You don't go, you know, I'm going to get you a bouquet of poison ivy. If you put poison in the name, you don't feed it to someone.
Right, but it's kind of like calling the fat guy slim.
It's not like that at all. You thought a boysenberry was a poisonberry.
I guess I've just never put too much thought into that, Hawk, honestly.
No, but
a
you don't know that
there's
a...
I mean, you were clearly just really caught up on this. Not a big deal.
Well, because there are boysenberries. Like, if you go to Publix, you can buy boysenberries. It would be stupid to go...
Go ask for a poisonberry with your mango.
They sell boysenberries at Publix anyways. What do they sell? The blackberry, the blueberry, the raspberry, and the cherry.
Well, where do you think you could get a boysenberry?
The cherry.
If you can't get it at Publix.
Fresh market.
Man, that is crazy. Poisonberry.
A poisonberry.
It's such a great snapshot into his head.
A Landon Roberts.
I got a Landon Roberts.
No way, bro.
A
Landon Roberts could sneeze on somebody, and that person would feel that tackle harder than you tackling that person.
No, I got a Landon Roberts. He didn't even play third down. He couldn't run. I got a Landon Roberts.
All right.
Koa Meese.
I got Koa Meese. I'm telling you, only names you got, Jordan Brooks. You got Jordan Brooks. Jerome Baker, I'll talk to you about. And Sleazy, Los D, Carlos Dansby. I can talk to you about the rest of them. I ain't nothing.
Here's every linebacker that played inside linebacker since you retired. Carlos Dansby, Kyle Van Noy, Alandon Roberts, Raekwon McMillan, Jerome Baker, Koa Meese, Philip Wheeler, Danelle Ellerby, David Long.
Hmm.
I'm friends with Danelle Ellerby. He could run with the Saints. There's some close ones, but I got him. And I'm personable. And I'm cute.
Yeah, I think he's got everybody up until Jordan Brooks, that guy who's talked to you at Publix or whatever. Like, that's probably right.
Man, I forget his name.
And Jordan Brooks has to do it longer. He's got to do it longer.
Oh, he ain't got me yet. Been 1 year.
I want to see what Kiko Alonso's stats were, though, with the Dolphins.
Didn't Kiko Alonso murder Joe Flacco on the field on on a primetime game?
And he put Joe Flacco put his finger up and said, check, please.
Remember that? Kiko Alonso, I remember, was for a minute was like all that, which is why we had him on the air.
Yep.
Let's see here.
He had to have got a 92 on his SAT, though.
Played, oh, wait, no chance he scored that high. He played
out of 700, a 92.
He played three seasons with the Dolphins. Let's see. He had three picks in 2018. He had two picks in 2016. Mm. So he had five INTs as a Dolphin. He's got you there.
Yeah, that's it.
And did it in half the time.
Yeah, you take it into my appearance and my personability.
Now, you had more sacks than him, though. He only had one in three seasons. You had one and a half, right?
Yeah. Josh, I forget his last name.
How many forced fumbles did you have?
Let's not look deep.
Because he had six in 3 years.
Oh, no way in the hell.
He was hitting hard.
Let's not. Why are you doing? Let's just look overall, like, feeling in your heart.
Well, how do I find that on the stats? He had a touchdown, too.
Pick six.
So he had a pick six? Do you remember it?
I like to go with emotional attachment.
I think it was against the Jets.
It was?
I think.
I'm telling you, for a minute, we were all in love with Kiko Alonso.
I think Jimmy literally just made that up.
I don't think he knows who Kiko Alonso is.
I know he's Kiko Alonso. He's Cuban.
Oh, that's right. That's a good call.
It's why he was so popular down here.
All right. You settle down, Poisonberry. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear from you. I didn't think anything could get dumber than your Tua Quinn Ewers take in the 3 o'clock hour until you drop Poisonberry.
Damn, that movie came out a long time ago. You thought it was Poisonberry.
All his life. He has been telling, I'm sure, everyone you know, oh, you know what I love? The scene with the poison.
How often does the boysenberry come up in your day-to-day conversation, Hawk?
I just know that there's a boysenberry. I don't know many humans who would think, even if they didn't know that there was a boysenberry, I don't know of many humans who would think there's a poison berry.
It's just a berry, Hawk. Why do you care so much? It's just a berry. I can name 10 berries more popular than that berry.
Knock yourself out. I can name 10 berries that exist, and yours doesn't.
I can name all berries. None of them are poison berries.
But, like, didn't you question in the movie why he was feeding them poison berries?
There wasn't a second where I questioned anything about the poison or boysenberry.
Because everything else, like...
Maybe that's why the little girl blew up and got heavy with the blueberry because she ate the poison berry.
That's why I thought they were poison berries because of the effects after eating them.
But
it's not that crazy.
Wouldn't that be too obvious if he keeps saying there's poison berries? wouldn't that be the obvious part where you'd say, huh, well, I'm not going to eat a poison berry, Veruca Salt.
Veruca Salt.
Yeah.
The best part of that movie was Crowder pointing out to me the granddad was laying up in bed until all of a sudden.
He is, though.
Until all of a sudden, golden ticket. Now he's doing flips outside.
Yeah.
That mom is supporting her son and four old ass people laid up in a bed. As soon as he gets an invite somewhere, this bastard jumps up and starts dancing.
It's crazy, man. That's crazy.
I got the golden ticket. Get your big ass and sit down, you old bitch.
And they're all in one bed. What's going on
disgusting
at that house?
I don't know.
How do you think they had their feet lined up? Like foot,
well,
foot,
what,
foot.
Wasn't it two facing one way and two facing the other way?
But that's what I'm saying. Like my foot in between two of your feet.
Oh, I got you. Like, are the feet interlaced? Is what you're saying? Yeah. Because. And then to get them all out of the bed to clean the sheets, I can't imagine that happened very often. So, oh, the pink eye that must have been going on in that bed.
What about on Grandpa's birthday when he needs a little birthday gift?
I don't know if you saw what they all looked like in that bed. Nobody needed a birthday. They needed a bar of soap. They didn't need a birthday gift.
What about when Elizabeth wanted a little action? Come on, man. Tuck your legs. Pull your legs up to your chest.
If Grandpa wanted some action, she'd have been looking for a poison berry.
He came for that poison berry.
Does that movie hold up?
I mean,
yeah.
They remade it. They remade it.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, with wasn't it Johnny Depp?
Yeah, yes. It was weird. Yeah. Johnny
Depp. It was the old one with Gene Wilder's way better than the Johnny Depp
100%.
One.
The best, yeah. Classic.
But I just wonder if a young person were to watch it now, if they would.
I remember DJ watching it when he was a kid, and he liked it. I mean, that was, you know, 18 years ago or whatever when he was 3 or 4. But I think that still holds up because it's super colorful.
Johnny Depp one was very, like, weird and fun. Like, he was awkward. Yeah. Like, Gene Wilder was more kiddie. Yeah. He was all awkward.
Yeah.
They tried to get artsy with it, little, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because Johnny Depp dwarfs. Always. Johnny Depp has. Everything he does has to be artsy, you know?
Yeah. And the dwarfs, like, life was deep and sad.
You're talking about the Oompa Loompas?
The Oompa Loompas with Johnny Depp, it was like they were getting killed in their hometown.
Right. And it was cute in the movie. Like, they looked like they were thrilled to be working in a candy factory.
Yeah, and they were slaves.
Yeah.
They were little itty-bitty slaves.
Hmm.
Purple.
Your weather.
Jimmy, they were little itty bitty slaves.
They were?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they have it out?
But I mean, don't you think that they were paid and stuff? You think Gene Wilder was
enslaved? Paid in what?
I don't know.
What did they buy? They never left. How could they purchase? They didn't go to the store. They were stuck in this big factory.
They never left?
No.
It's like Santa's elves.
Right. Are they slaves?
Slaves as well.
Interesting.
This dude has a ploy thousands of years.
Huh.
Damn. You think I want to make a Tickle Me Elmo every year?
Makes sense. I'd like to put the Christ back in Christmas.
I'm with you.
Jimmy?
I agree.
Poisonberry?
Saw Asia Wilson wants to make babies with Bam Adebayo.
No.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'd buy in on that egg. That's a guaranteed winner.
What happened on this timeline where Bam and Asia couldn't talk about them, couldn't reference them being together, the worst kept secret in sports that they were in a relationship, and then you fast forward like 4 months and Asia Wilson's telling Time Magazine, I want Bam Adebayo to have my kids.
Well, maybe they had this thing where, like, hey, let's see if this lasts. Let's not be official until we know that, you know, we're really going to be together for the long haul. And if we see that we are, then we'll be official about it.
I would like to add a player who I trade Bam Adebayo for.
Oh, Asia Wilson.
Bam Adebayo and Asia Wilson's son. I would trade Bam Adebayo for Asia Wilson's son.
Is he going to have Asia scoring ability? Because don't get his daddy's talent at the rim.
Let me tell you something. I mean, Solana, in the last couple of weeks, has had some takes. After the 4-game winning streak, shut it down for the Dolphins. The staggering take of I would trade Bam Adebayo for Nikola Jokic.
I stand by that one.
Staggering. You are on an island. On an island.
Huh? I'm on an island.
What was that?
I'm on an island.
I think somebody fed me a poison berry. I'm like the Three Stooges over here. All right.
Your weather. In South Florida, by the way, the Panthers do play tonight. An actual headline for everybody. The Panthers play tonight. They're in Utah. They will play the Mammoth, their first game ever, against the – they played the Utah Hockey Club, but not the Utah Mammoth.
Gotcha.
That's at 9 p.m.
How about your Sabres? Anything going on with your Sabres?
Yeah, 0-3 since I asked Rob Pizzola if he's buying them or not.
Rob Pizzola, by the way, just canceled his appearance tomorrow.
Sorry.
And I know why.
Sorry, guys. That's on me. Sorry. Hey, I'll find you another Canadian to ask questions to.
Yeah, please.
Right now it's 75 degrees or 80 degrees. It'll be in the 70s later tonight. A lot less rain, which is great for my pickleball plans tonight. That's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC system. Visit ChillzoneAC.com.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Boysenberry.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
Is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?
All right, what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about some Miami Dolphins? You guys interested in Dolphins prop bets? We're still a few nights away, obviously. They play on Monday night, but I'll give you a little preview teaser here with the props.
I'm very interested in Tua's performance because he's been terrible.
He hasn't thrown under
200 in a long time.
What do you think his over-under is for passing yards?
207.5.
Solana?
No, it's got to be way lower than that. 189.5.
190.5.
That is embarrassing.
That's crazy.
It's not. I swear it's not. He hasn't been passing the ball for a lot of yards.
I mean, it makes sense. They don't make the number up.
Does it make sense, Alana? Yes, I said it's embarrassing.
Yeah. No, but I mean, Crowder, you're the one that pointed it out yesterday that or maybe it was Perk, that the Steelers aren't stopping the run very well.
Right.
And if you look at the weather, the real field temperature is 5 degrees. So why would Tua throw the ball for a lot of yards against a secondary that has Jalen Ramsey? You're just asking for narratives to be written.
By the
way, Dolphins are going to lean on the run.
Did you see what the weather's going to be in Chicago for Bears-Browns?
No.
Wind chill with wind chill, minus 20 degrees.
That's ugly.
Minus 20 degrees. That's Shedeur Sanders playing in minus 20 degree wind chill.
They locked him in as a starter. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Go get him, big man.
Go get him. It's minus 20. You want to guess Aaron Rodgers over-under on passing yards Monday night against the Dolphins?
Oh, his is in the twos. 217.
195.5?
214.5.
Yeah.
How about
they throw it. They have to throw it.
Devon Achane, rushing yards.
Ooh, 82.5.
91.5.
80.5. I just wonder if they think maybe, you know, if the, you know, you say you want to play, rib injury can hurt, especially in the cold. Like, you wonder if he's going to get all the carries.
I told you, none of y'all have touched my broken rib lump.
Not interested.
Because I've asked you a number of times. But it hurts like hell. When you break a rib, you can't breathe. It hurts like hell.
Jalen Waddle receiving yards.
Oh, if Tua's 190, his is what, 42?
Yeah, 51.5.
56.5.
Under.
DK Metcalf.
65.
54.5.
52.5. Let's see your guy Riley Patterson. Hold on.
Oh, 1.5 at minus 125, and I'm betting it.
Minus 135.
Oh, that's easy money.
Yep. Hit every week.
No, not easy to kick in the cold.
And his leg is already weak. It's going to be tired and tight.
Are you talking about the guy who hit a 50-plus yarder last week?
Yeah.
Just making sure we're all on the same page here.
He did. I can't even argue it. He did.
A cold little noodle? That thing ain't doing nothing on Monday night.
Oh, my God. I was so rooting for him to miss that field goal. And you know I'm rooting for the Dolphins, and I love the winning streak or whatever. But, man, nothing would have made me happier than to have him attempt a 53-yarder and it be 45 yards and peter out.
All right. Oh, man, he's our MVP right now. Riley.
Joe Burrow is celebrating a birthday today. Would you like to guess how old he is?
What's Joe? Joe got to be 35. Five? I mean, 28, 27.
You okay? That's quite a range.
age. Yeah, I was thinking 35. 35 is old. I was going to say 25, 26. Yeah.
29. Taco Fall. Taco Fall. Does he play anymore?
I don't think so.
Like in a G League or anything?
Might play in China.
Yeah. Taco Fall is 30. Dion Waiters. How old do you think old Dion Waiters is?
39.
That's what I was going to guess, 38. He's 34.
Hmm.
Raven Simone is celebrating her birthday today.
42.
40.
Yeah. I tried to holler at her.
Yeah, we know. We know what the result was.
I think that's called barking up the wrong tree.
I think that might be called switching trees after you see what's barking at you. That might be, I don't like this tree.
Let me go to the other forest. This forest is garbage.
And on this day in 1999, The Green Mile was released to theaters. That is such a good movie. Do I have this correct, Solana? You never saw The Green Mile?
Never saw The Green Mile.
Such a good movie. That is great such movie. A good movie, yeah.
It's one of my top fives. We've done this a number of times. It's one of my top five.
It is unbelievably good, that
Didn't
movie.
We give DBJ a couple lines from The Green Mile? Or am I confusing
Tired
that?
Did we give him dog tired? Tired?
Is
Did
that
we
it?
Give him that?
Yeah, he's done that,
yeah. All right. We got to take a break here. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. We still have a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon, so you don't want to go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I love the colonoscopy.
All right, so we were talking about the Dolphins, and they have Monday Night Football in Pittsburgh, and it's going to be chilly up there, so be prepared to watch a cold weather. That Jets game, I don't think, was really a cold weather game. Pittsburgh's going to be a cold weather game. Yahoo Sports did letter grades for every NFL team through three quarters of the season. So kind of what we were talking about today when Solana brought up his idea in the 3 o'clock hour, which I don't want to relitigate. But along those lines, Yahoo has a letter grade for every team in the NFL after three quarters of the season. Would you like to guess the letter grade of your 6-7 Miami Dolphins?
Exactly where they are. Mediocre, a C.
Solana?
D plus.
It's a C minus is what Yahoo gives them. They say the Dolphins turned an F into something better by winning 5 of 6 games. 4 of those came against teams with losing records, but there was the blowout of the Bills. Mike McDaniel might have saved his job. Tua still struggling. There is a question about what happens with Tyreek Hill after the season, and the defensive line and offensive line need work. At least the Dolphins turned around a miserable season. And I would ask you, if you put that in, you know, the, I guess, the visual or the analogy of a student who is failing at something and turns it around, goes from an F, a sure F, to a C- with still time left in the semester, is it as bad as you were making it out earlier when you look at it that way?
I would tell young Lloyd, the F student Lloyd, you earned your F with not studying and not being ready for those tests. And now that you started studying, now you have a C-. I'm not impressed. I can't come off the fact that I am not. If you drive to Davie and shoot me, and then patch up the bullet wound, I'm not giving you credit for patching up the bullet wound. You just shot me, bro.
What about the bullet wound?
I cannot give McDaniels credit for fixing his problems. I don't like that. I can't do it.
I mean, some credit has to be given for fixing a problem. You can't say, I'm not going to give you credit for fixing a problem. Some credit has to be given. Now, again, you can give more credence to the fact that the problem existed in the first place. But you've got to give some credit to fixing the problem, no?
I think he was forced into running the ball with Tyreek's injury. It almost was a blessing in disguise that Tyreek's knee went the wrong way, because now he didn't have his little cute weapon. I don't forget who told us. I think it was Perk that said once he got Tyreek, he had to use his new toys. and he was stuck on using his new toys. And your toy, your best toy is Devon Achane. But now Tyreek's hurt. Now you have, you're forced to run one of the best running backs in the league. It's just, I think I'm grading McDaniel more than the team. You brought up the point.
I was going to say, it's fine.
The point that the guys didn't give up on McDaniel, which is great.
That's a positive.
And the guys continue to play.
And so I would say you're grading him on 4 years. I'm kind of giving you this analogy where it's one semester. And if somebody does improve from an F to a C minus in one semester, you're probably more apt to give them credit for doing that than doing the same thing for 4 years. If you're always starting with Fs and ending up at C minus or even a B or whatever, then maybe there's a grander problem than having one off semester.
I just had this conversation with Little Chan a break ago because he got a zero on some homework assignment, and they can make it up every Friday. In class on Friday, she lets him make it up. He went from a 93 to an 86 with 1 0. And he's like, Daddy, on Friday, I'm going to complete the assignment. I'll be back to a 93, no problem.
Sounds like a good strategy to me.
It's a terrible strategy, Hawk, and I hate that you said that. I know he's not listening because I know he's outside riding his four-wheeler. I don't like that approach.
I don't like,
get bad grades because you'll figure out a way to bring them up later.
That's what I do with gambling
later
losses.
Later might be too late.
It's the difference if I lose a bet for $250. I'm going to win it back on the weekend.
Right.
If you weren't 2-7, you would really be in the playoff hunt. But you thought it was fine to start with Fs and then get some A's and end up at a C-. It's not the way good teams operate.
But if you were giving McDaniel, and we were, hell for how this season was trending, you lose Tyreek Hill, Tua's a locker room problem at the time, right? Like, he's saying things that's leading to a locker room problem. What's the narrative coming into this season and when the Dolphins are at 1-6? Mike McDaniel's lost the locker room. Players are quitting on Mike McDaniel. The vibe is that nobody listens to Mike McDaniel. How many shows did we do about why would anybody listen to anything Mike McDaniel had to say anymore? And he has kept that locker room from completely falling apart and actually has turned the ship, has righted the ship. I do think he deserves credit for that. Whether or not it's his fault they got there in the first place, that's a different argument. But he does deserve credit.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I want him back next year, but
no. I still refuse to give him credit. I give credit to the O-line for coming together and being able to run the ball. I give the credit to the defense who 10 turnovers in 3 weeks or something crazy. They went on a turnover spree. I'll give the players credit. Like Hawk said, I'm grading McDaniel on a career and not a semester. And I can't say McDaniel is anything above a C-minus coach.
Well, that's what Yahoo gives him, and it's probably appropriate. I can't argue the grade.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'd like to officially go on record. I am wearing underwear today.